안녕하세요. 안입니다. Hi, it's me, Anna, and welcome back to my podcast. If you're listening to this, it means you are my Patreon patron. So let me just say, 고맙습니다. Thank you so much for your support. It means the world to me. 앞으로도 제가 열심히 하겠습니다. 그리고 정말 감사하고 사랑합니다. Okay, you ready to start the lesson? Lesson 시작! In today's lesson, we'll be looking at the most basic particles in the Korean language. But before we get started on that, let me take a moment to explain what particles are. Particles are markers that can be used to denote certain words as important and or to denote the categories certain words may fall into. To put it much more simply, particles are basically flags to tip you off about what's what in a sentence. Particles are pretty easy to use, but they get a bad rap because, one, there's a lot of them, and two, most people who are learning Korean as a foreign language don't have particles or a similar concept in their native language. Hopefully, though, after this lesson, you'll no longer think of particles as scary or as your arch nemesis, so to speak. Rather, hopefully, if I do my job right, they'll become your sidekick. So, let's get into it. First up are the topic and subject particles. We're covering these right off the bat because these are the two that typically give Korean learners the most trouble since they're so similar. The topic particles are 은, 은, and 는, 는, with 은 being used if there's 받침 / 겹받침 present and 는 being used if there's no 받침 / 겹받침. Topic particles are generally used to provide emphasis. On the flip side, though, the subject particles 가, 가, which is used if there's no 받침, and 이, 이, which is used if there is 받침 / 겹받침, they're used to mark the subject. Duh. Now, while the topic and subject particles can be interchanged in most situations, there are four rules of thumb to keep in mind about them. The first rule is when the verb 아니다, to not be, again, 아니다, 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 is being used to end a clause or sentence, you always have to attach a subject particle, 이 or 가, to the noun preceding it. For example, 나의 책이 아니야. That's not my book. So we have 나의 책, which is the subject of the sentence. So we put 이 after 책 because 책 ends in 받침. So 책이 아니야. 나의 책이 아니야. Okay. The next rule is a subject particle must always be used when 있다 or 없다 are being used. So again, if 있다 or 없다 are being used, then the subject particle must be used. So for example, 시간이 없어요. There isn't any time. 시간이 없어요. 시간이 없어요. Next rule. When there's two non-contrasting or unemphasized nouns present in a sentence or clause that ends with a descriptive verb, attach a topic particle, 은 or 는, to the first noun, and then attach a subject particle to the second noun. I'll repeat that one again. When there's two non-contrasting or unemphasized nouns being used in a sentence or clause, and that sentence or clause ends with a descriptive verb, first attach a topic particle, 은 or 는, to the first noun, and then attach a subject particle, 이 or 가, to the second noun. So, for example, 오늘은 날씨가 좋아. 오늘은 날씨 가 좋아. 오늘은 날씨가 좋아. Which is, the weather is good today. Now on another note, Onur, I guess I should say, which means today. This isn't an official rule, but it kind of sort of is. You always use a topic particle with Onur. Same with neir, which means tomorrow, and oje, which means yesterday. So, Onur, oje, and neir, you always use a topic particle with them. Okay. Now, the last rule is when there's two nouns present that are being contrasted or one is meant to be emphasized, attach a topic particle to the most important noun, aka the one being emphasized. So to repeat, when there's two nouns present that are being contrasted or one is meant to be emphasized more than the other, attach a topic particle, n or nun, to the most important noun, aka the one being emphasized. So for example, 이 노래가 좋은데 다음 노래는 많이 좋아합니다. 이 노래가 좋은데 다음 노래는 많이 좋아합니다. 이 노래가 좋은데 다음 노래는 많이 좋아합니다. This song is good, but the next song is even better. Did you see how the emphasis was placed? So even though nore is being repeated, the first one, because we're saying, the song is good, but the second one is even better. Now, one thing to help you remember that I should have mentioned earlier, but with topic particles, I know that I said that they are used to provide emphasis, but topic particles can be used without subject particles being present in any sentence. And anytime you use a topic particle alone in a sentence, you're automatically implying that whatever that topic is in that sentence, it is more, I don't want to say it's better or more important. It's more, what's the word that I'm thinking of? It's more relevant. It's more of note. It's more noteworthy than anything else. So, for example, if I say, 저는 공부했어요. I'm studying. By saying, 저는, So, 저는 했어요. By saying 저는, I'm saying that even though other people could be studying, right now we're focused on me. And I'm saying that I studied. Or I could say, 이 음식은 많이 많이 맛있어요. So that is, this food is really, really good. So while all the other foods in the world could be good, the food that I have, or the food that's in question, is delicious, absolutely delicious, possibly even more delicious than any other food in the world. I hope that explanation wasn't too bad, but just to review and simplify. Subject particles can be used alone, or they can be used with a topic particle when a topic particle is present in that clause or sentence. But subject particles themselves are not going to add any sort of emphasis to a word like a topic particle would, because topic particles make sure people know that this is what this sentence or clause is really about. This is what it is. So, okay, think of topic particles as like the main plot line or the main character, and subject particles as the subplot or a side character. They're good to have. They do their job. Everybody loves them, but topic particles are what we come to see. If that makes sense. I hope so. All right, moving on. Next up are the object particles. which is used when buttons are skipped, button or present, and rr, which is rr. It's so hard to say by itself. And that is used when there is no buttons or skip button present. Now these particles, as their name suggests, are attached to the object of a sentence slash clause. For example, 제가 이 책을 읽고 있어요. 제가 이 책을 읽고 있어요. 제가 이 책을 읽고 있어요. I'm reading this book. So, 제가 is 저, which is the formal, which is the formal I pronoun in Korean, has 가 attached to it. And then 책, which we know means book, has 을, an object particle attached to it because it is the object of the sentence. So, 제가 이 책을 읽고 있어요. I am reading this book. Or, for another example, 내 친구를 전화할 거야. 내 친구를 전화할 거야. 내 친구를 전화할 거야. I'm going to call my friends. Or, I will call my friend. So simple, right? Okay, well, it gets even simpler when it comes to our next particle, 에. 에. This particle is used to mark the time or location. Now, it sounds weird that this one particle can be used for both of those, but it's possible since this particle roughly translates to at, in, and or. So, all you do is tack 에 onto a time or location. For example, 내일 아침에 나의 친구들이랑 난 우리 집에 갈게. 내일 아침에 나의 친구들이랑 난 우리 집에 갈게. Tomorrow morning, my friends and I are going to my house. That's what that sentence means. Now, a word of caution though. 에 should not be used with 오늘, 어제, or 내일, hence why I said 내일 아침에, tomorrow morning. Also, to distinguish between 에 and 에서, which we'll discuss next, 에 is used just with 있다, 없다, and moving verbs, like 가다, 오다, etc., when it's being used to mark a location. 에서, on the flip side, it's also used to mark times and locations, but to say specifically from where or when. For example, 일요일에서 화요일까지 서울에서 뉴욕까지 제가 갔어요. From Sunday until Tuesday, I went from Seoul to New York, which can happen because time zone changes and airport delays or anything. But again, that sentence is 일요일에서 화요일까지 서울에서 뉴욕까지 제가 갔어요. Now, in this example, I used 에서 in place of another particle that you might know. 부터. 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 Now, I won't go into depth about 부터 or its partner 까지. 까지. 까지, but just know that 부터 can be replaced by 에서 if you ever get tripped up and can't remember it. The main way, though, that I personally use 에서 is to say that an event or an occurrence started at or is starting at a certain location. So, for example, when my family and I went to Seoul earlier in the year, we had to go through customs at Incheon, and I was asked where did I come from and if I had anything to declare. Just routine questions. To answer the first question, where did I come from, I said 제가 미국에서 왔었습니다. 제가 미국에서 왔었습니다. 제가 미국에서 왔었습니다. I came from America. My trip started in the States and ended in Seoul. So, I was able to say that and be grammatically correct and understood. Now, between e and eso, I'm much more likely to use e because it's easier to me since it's that much more flexible. But eso is also one that does get some regular usage from me, which is why I included it in this lesson. So yeah, moving on. Let's turn it back a little bit to the example that we looked at for e. 내일 아침에 나의 친구들이랑 난 우리 집에 갈게. Tomorrow morning, my friends and I are going to my house. Now, just within the first four words, there's three new particles, since we already know e, and two of those new ones are just within a single word. So, as you can see, particles are not only easy to use, they're easy to combine to better enhance your sentence. So let's break down all the new particles in the phrase 나의 친구들이랑 난. 나의 친구들이랑 난. 나의 친구들이랑 난. The first one we come across here is the possessive particle 에. 에. This particle is used to show possession slash ownership slash belonging to of something, much like in apostrophe S in English does. Now on its own, e should be pronounced as ui, 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 since it's just ung, u, and e combined. But luckily for us, Koreans can be kind of lazy and they tend to draw this particle out, so we get to pronounce it as e. It's the small things, really. Anywho, all you have to do is attach e to whichever noun or pronoun is showing possession over something else, such as 나의 친구들, my friends, 나의 친구들. 들 is the plurals particle, and you attach it to the noun that is being used to represent more than one thing, just like adding an s to most nouns in English turns them plural. So in this example, 친구, 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 which means friends, is what is meant to be plural. 친구 alone means friend. So 친구, friend, single friend. And because this is what is meant to be plural in this example, all I would have to do is add 들 to it to get 친구들, 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 which means friends. Now, the last new particle in this phrase is 이랑, 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 which, along with its counterpart, 랑, 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 means and. While 이랑 is used when there is 받침 slash 교받침, 랑 is used when there is a vowel ending the previous syllable. However, both of these, at least in my experience, are typically used when just discussing people. So, 랑, 이랑, most times that I've come across them, actually no, all the times that I've come across them, they're used when talking about just people. I just want to repeat that to make myself clear. But, don't fret, no need to worry. There's other ways to say and aside from 랑 and 이랑, so you can say apples and oranges, black and white, different things like that. First up, there's 과, qua and hua, hua, which can be used with both people and non-people nouns. Yay! Of course, there is one that's used when 받침 slash 교받침 is present, but it's not the one that you're inclined to think it is. In this case, we have to go against what we know, because qua is used when there's 받침 slash 교받침. I know, it's weird, but I didn't make the grammar rules, so don't blame me. So, if I didn't want to use 이랑 in our example, I could have said 나의 친구들과, 나의 친구들과, 나의 친구들과, my friends and non I, my friends and I. Or, if I was just talking about a single friend, I could say 나의 친구와. 나의 친구와. 나의 친구와. Now the other way to say and that we're going to learn today is 하고. 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 하고, just like 과 and 와, can be used with any nouns, people and non-people alike. So again, if I didn't want to say 이랑, I could say 나의 친구들 하고. 나의 친구들 하고. 나의 친구들 하고. Or if I was just talking about a single friend, I could say 나의 친구하고. 나의 친구하고. 나의 친구하고. Now the best part about all the and particles is that if the topic slash subject is understood, you don't have to say it. Well, excuse me. If the topic slash subject is a person and that person is understood to be the topic slash subject, then you can just leave out their name or their pronoun. So basically, because it's understood that I'm talking about my friends and myself, in our example, I can just drop 난 and say 내일 아침에 나의 친구들이랑 우리 집에 갈게. 내일 아침에, tomorrow morning, 나의 친구들이랑, my friends and I, 우리 집에 갈게, are going to my house. We'll go to my house. So, 내일 아침에 나의 친구들이랑 우리 집에 갈게. If I wanted to take things a step further and further emphasize that I'm talking about my friends and myself while still leaving out 난, all I would need to do is add 함께, 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 which means together, where 난 used to be. So my sentence would become 내일 아침에 나의 친구들이랑 함께 우리 집에 갈게. 내일 아침에, tomorrow morning, 나의 친구들이랑 함께, my friends and I, parentheses, together, close parentheses, 우리 집에 갈게. We'll go to my house. So again, 내일 아침에 나의 친구들이랑 함께 우리 집에 갈게. And honestly, that last sentence is something that I would most definitely say, or most likely be inclined to say. Because it just, to me, it sounds more natural, so it just rolls off the tongue easier. But guess what, guys? You now know all the basic particles that you need to know. Woohoo! Where'd you go? So now that you know all the basic particles that you need to know, because these particles, in my experience, are the most common ones that you'll come across, you can use them as much as you want. So go forth and do so. But I guess I should let you know that in everyday speech, Koreans typically drop particles whenever and wherever they can. So if it's understood that something is the topic or the subject, they won't use a topic or a subject particle. If it's understood that they should meet at a certain time, then they won't use 에 or 에서. If it's understood that there is a certain location that they should go to, then again, they won't have to use 에 or 에서. Think though that 과 and 와 still do get used pretty often, especially if you're dropping the understood subject or particle. So don't get too drop happy with 와 and 과, but everything else feel free to drop as much as you would like if it's appropriate and possible for you to do so. But yeah, that's it for today's lesson. 그럼 that's all for today's lesson. 다시 한번 감사합니다. Thank you so much for your continuous support, and I'll talk to you next time. 안녕! Bye!